first, let's take a look at our headlines.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel welcomes U.S. actor Danny Glover.
Gambia and Cuba vow to strengthen bilateral relations.
Electricity service gradually restored in Venezuela.
U.S. Secretary of State meets with Ecuadorian President and praises new era of relations.
And now the news in detail.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel met Monday here in Havana with U.S. film actor Danny Glover, who is visiting the island as a guest at the graduation of students from the Latin American School of Medicine. The Cuban presidency website said that Glover and the Caribbean leader discussed the importance of promoting artistic exchanges between Cuba and the United States based on existing historical and cultural ties. Díaz-Canel expressed concern about the negative impact in this sphere resulting from the setback in bilateral ties. The website added that the head of state also reiterated the island's authorities' willingness to move forward with broad sectors in the United States that favor its improvements. Glover, who is a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador, was accompanied during the meeting by James Early, Director of Cultural Studies and Communication at the Center for Folklife and Cultural Studies Programs at the Smithsonian Institution in Washington. The famed actor was one of the voices in favor of the release of the Cuban Five: Gerardo Hernández, Fernando González, René González, Antonio Guerrero, and Ramón Lavagnino, who were imprisoned in the U.S. for fighting terrorism.
Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez received his Gambian counterpart, Mamadou Tangara, on Monday, with whom he confirmed the island's willingness to promote political ties of solidarity and cooperation. During the meeting, both officials reviewed the bilateral agenda and confirmed the good status of bilateral relations in the context of the 40th anniversary of their establishment. In statements to the press, the distinguished visitor expressed satisfaction with this visit here.
It's a great honor and a pleasure for me to visit your beautiful country. It was a dream. It's a dream come true. I was always dreaming of visiting Cuba from a very early age. But from a very early age, I was a bit familiar with the Cuban Revolution, with the philosophy of a leader, Comandante Fidel. And at a very early age, I read about the assault on the barracks of Moncada. And I came here on Friday, and I'm far from being disappointed. I'm really happy, and deep down inside of me, I'm really very, very happy. And I want to seize this opportunity to register our gratitude for your warm welcome and legendary Cuban hospitality. And I want to thank our two ambassadors for working hard to make this day happen.
For more than two decades, Cuba has maintained a medical brigade in Gambia, currently made up of more than 100 doctors, medical professors, and healthcare personnel. Bilateral cooperation also covers the agricultural sector. Cuba and Gambia have maintained diplomatic relations since May 1979. The West African nation maintains a firm position against the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the government of the United States against Cuba.
In Venezuela, electricity service is slowly and gradually being restored, hours after the power grid was the target of an electromagnetic attack which affected 16 states throughout the country. Moments after the attack, Vice President of Communication, Tourism and Culture, Jorge Rodriguez, said, "Fortunately, and after the focused aggression during March and April of this year, the Bolivarian government has implemented protection and security protocols that allow us to ensure that we are already in the reconnection process to restore the electricity power service in the shortest possible time." Faced with the new criminal attack on the tranquility and peace of the motherland, the Bolivarian government and National Bolivarian Armed Forces are deployed to meet the needs of the people. The sons and daughters of Bolivar will once again demonstrate our unwavering strength and determination to overcome. Health officials reported that hospitals and health centers have optimally initiated safety protocols as well to ensure patients are not affected. Caracas' largest hospital, Domingo Luciani, is operating normally, and it is working with an independent power plant that can last for more than 20 hours.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has met with Ecuador's President Lenin Moreno as part of a three-day tour across Argentina, Ecuador, Mexico, and El Salvador, the visit being intended to reinforce support for U.S. policies against Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. The top U.S. diplomat visited the Andean country for 4 hours over the weekend, and in an interview with local newspapers El Universo, Pompeo welcomed the new relations with his Ecuadorian counterpart, saying that a new era had begun. He cited a whole list of tactical points established between the U.S. and Ecuador since U.S. President Donald Trump and Moreno decided they would work hand in hand. Pompeo stated that his country will provide technical assistance to Ecuador in various areas, including cybersecurity systems. According to the U.S. Secretary of State, the Ecuadorian president complained about his country facing problems regarding its capacity to defend its system and to protect its information and networks.
And you've tuned to Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us, making Radio Havana, Cuba a part of your day here on the radio. Let's go back over now to our news. Here's Lena Valverde.
In the U.S. state of Oklahoma, hundreds of immigrant rights and indigenous activists descended on Fort Sill, blocking the entrance to the site and shutting down freeway traffic for several hours. Activists are demanding that the Donald Trump administration and Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt halt plans to jail migrant children at Fort Sill, which was used to incarcerate Japanese Americans during World War II and has been called a concentration camp. Fort Sill was also once a prison for Native Americans. Organizer Daniela Melendez from United We Dream told reporters, Fort Sill has a long history here in Oklahoma. It used to be a place where Native Americans were held after the Trail of Tears and also keeping them as prisoners. And also, Japanese Americans have had a long history here, as they were also in detention camps during World War II. And now we are seeing that Fort Sill is going to become a detention center for children of immigrants who are seeking asylum.
Bolivian President Evo Morales is ahead of his closest presidential rival by 11%, according to a new opinion poll published by pro-opposition outlet El Deber. However, the poll shows him falling short of a first-round victory. A pro-opposition newspaper based in the city of Santa Cruz published the results of an opinion poll they commissioned. The results show that Evo Morales, from the Movement Towards Socialism, is in the first place with 37%, followed in second place by opposition leader Carlos Mesa from Citizens Community at 26%. The survey broke down the results by region, giving Morales a victory in 6 of the country's 9 departments, with the largest lead being in Cochabamba, where Evo is ahead with 55%. The poll also said that if the election was a two-day contest, Evo Morales would come first with 40% and Carlos Mesa second with 38%.
An intense heat wave that gripped much of the central and eastern U.S. over the past several days is slowly easing. 157 million people were under a heat warning over the weekend, as the heat index soared into the triple digits across the East Coast, reaching 110 degrees in the capital. Severe storms in the Midwest caused power outages for around 500,000 customers in Michigan. Last month was the hottest June ever recorded, and experts say July is on track to become the hottest month ever in recorded history. In the U.S., the number of days with a heat index of more than 100 degrees will more than double by the year 2050 due to climate change, according to the Union of Concerned Scientists.
And those are some of the stories we're following for you here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Let's take a look once again at our headlines.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel welcomes U.S. actor Danny Glover.
Gambia and Cuba vow to strengthen bilateral relations.
Electricity service gradually restored in Venezuela.
U.S. Secretary of State meets with Ecuadorian President and praises new era of relations.